We're going to be reading The Great Ball Game. Follow along in your book as I read out loud. Remember to turn the page when you hear... Ready? The Great Ball Game. A Muskogee story, retold by Joseph Bruchak. Long ago, the birds and animals had a great argument.
We who have wings are better than you.
That is not so.
We who have teeth are better.
No, we who have wings are better.
No, you are not.
We who have teeth are better.
No, we who have wings are better.
No, we who have teeth are better.
Then Crane, who was the leader of the birds, and Bear, who was the leader of the animals, had an idea for settling the argument.
Let's have a ball game. The first side to score a goal will win the argument.
This is a good idea. The side that loses will have to accept the penalty given by the other side.
Come, all you birds. We are going to have a ball game with the animals to prove we are better.
Come, all you animals. We are going to have a ball game with the birds. We will show them who is better.
Everyone with wings must come on our side.
Everyone with teeth must come on our side.
But when the teams were formed, one creature was left out. Bat. He had wings and teeth. He flew back and forth between the two sides.
I have teeth. I must be on the side with you animals.
It would not be fair. You have wings. You must be a bird.
So Bat flew to the other side.
Take me on your side, for as you see, I have wings.
But the birds laughed at Bat and said,
"You are too little to help us.
We don't want you.
Besides, you have teeth. Go away."
Then Bat went back to the animals.
"Please let me join your team. The birds laughed at me and did not want me."
"You are not very big."
"But sometimes even the small ones can help."
"You may play on our team, but you must hold back and let the bigger animals play first."
Two poles were set up as the goalposts at each end of the field, and the game began. Each team played hard because each group wanted to prove it was better than the other. And as they played, they argued.
"We are swift runners."
"I am strong. I will clear the way for you."
"We are even swifter. We will steal the ball before you reach your goal."
"See how we can take the ball high into the air?
You animals cannot reach us up here."
"It is true that we cannot reach you."
"But we guard our goal well."
"We will not let you win."
But the animals grew tired as the sun began to set, and the birds began to feel sure they would win.
"Ha-ha! I've got the ball!"
Still, the animals did not give up.
"I'll stop you."
But Bear stumbled and fell because it was dark and he could not see.
"Oh no! Now who will stop Crane?"
Suddenly, a small dark shape flew onto the field.
"Now is my chance! I can stop Crane! I will steal the ball from him!"
As Bat darted through the shadows at Crane...
"What? What was that? Bat has stolen the ball. We must stop Bat, or we will lose the game."
"Oh, no! We cannot stop Bat. He can see in the dark, and we cannot!"
Holding the ball, Bat flew right between the poles at the other end.
"Hurrah! Hurrah! Hurrah! We won!
We won!"
"Bat, because of you, we won the game. We have proven the animals are better than the birds, so you may set the penalty for the birds."
Bat felt proud, but even though the birds had laughed at him, he was fair.
"This is your penalty. You birds must leave this land for half of each year."
So it is that the birds fly south each winter. And every day at dusk, Bat still comes flying, he comes to see if the animals need him to play ball. And that's the end of the story.